This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Friday half of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as inoculations rise in response to the surging Delta variant of the coronavirus. That means more than 165 million people ages 12 and older have received either the two-dose Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or the one-and-done Johnson & Johnson shot. The threshold of half of all adult Americans fully vaccinated was reached in late May. Data shows the seven-day average of newly vaccinated people is up 11% from last week and up 44% over the last 2 weeks. The United States is the nation hardest hit by the pandemic with 615,000 deaths. The U.S. Army announced Friday it would retain troop sites in Germany and Belgium that had been slated for handover, saying they were needed for, quote, growing defense demands in the region. The announcement is President Joe Biden's reversal of his predecessor Donald Trump's plan to slash U.S. troops in Europe and move some bases out of Germany. The Army said six installations in Germany and one in Belgium would now not be turned over to the host nations. The locations include housing, support facilities, a base for storing hundreds of armored vehicles, a warehouse location, and administrative offices. In July 2020, Trump announced that the United States would withdraw almost 12,000 of the nearly 35,000 U.S. soldiers based in Germany, bringing some home and redeploying others in Europe. But Pentagon officials, citing the need for long-term planning for such moves, did not take immediate action, and the current level of troops in Germany remains around 35,000. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German prosecutors said Friday they've launched an investigation against the district chief of a flood-hit region for negligence as warnings were made too late, resulting in the deaths of dozens of residents. Some 189 people lost their lives in severe floods in western Germany in mid-July, raising questions about whether enough was done to warn locals. Prosecutors say they've affirmed the initial suspicion of negligent homicide and negligent bodily harm and have initiated investigations. They told reporters Friday the regional district chief is the focus of the probe because he had the, quote, sole decision-making authority and was meant to be in charge of the operation, according to current regulations. Investigators found that forecasts about the impending flood should have led officials to sound the warning and evacuate residents living near a swollen river. It apparently took 2.5 hours before evacuation orders and warnings through smartphone apps reached residents, according to findings. The Lebanese army claims troops seized a rocket launcher in southern Lebanon on Friday after locals intercepted Hezbollah fighters who earlier fired rockets towards Israeli forces. Hezbollah says it targeted open ground in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes that hit open ground in Lebanon on Thursday. Israel responded to Friday's rockets with artillery fire into Lebanon. The Lebanese army said in a statement it had detained the, quote, four people who launched the rockets and seized the launcher used in the operation. Hezbollah enjoys strong support among Shiites who form the majority in southern Lebanon, where its fighters helped drive out Israeli forces that occupied the area until 2000. But its powerful arsenal has long been the point of conflict in Lebanon, where its political opponents say it undermines the Lebanese state and should be handed over to the army. And Sri Lankan authorities tightened coronavirus restrictions Friday as reports emerged of COVID patients dying while awaiting admission to overcrowded hospitals. The fresh curbs come after the number of coronavirus deaths and infections in the last week doubled from a month ago. A Sri Lankan television anchor shared images online of a state-run hospital that showed three patients sharing a single bed. She said two patients died in front of her, and overworked staff were treating people under trees as the hospital could not cope with the influx, comparing it to what was reported in India a few months ago, where people died outside overcrowded hospitals. Other posts on social media show bodies piling up at two hospitals outside the capital. Sri Lanka eased COVID restrictions last month as the government stepped up a vaccination rollout. Follow VOA on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.